Good morning, this is Claire and Gracie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, two new skate parks in the Moreton Bay region are set to begin construction in the next 6 months. Existing skate parks at Moray Field and Albany Creek will be demolished and reconstructed using designs created with local community input. Construction will begin at Sheep Station Creek Park in Moray Field in October and at Old Northern Road, Albany Creek in January 2024, with both new parks set for completion mid-2024.
And Queenslanders will now be tested for cocaine at random roadside drug tests. If caught driving with cocaine in their system, motorists will face loss of licence, fines of up to $2,167, and jail time for repeat offenders. Existing testing kits have already been able to detect the presence of methamphetamine, MDMA and THC from a saliva sample. The addition of cocaine to the program comes in response to an increased number of serious crashes involving cocaine in the last 5 years. Transport and Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey said that a quarter of random drug tests come back positive, and that a number of other road safety reforms are under consideration.
In national news, just last Friday, the Robodebt Royal Commissioner Catherine Holmes handed down her final report that criticised the scheme, which was implemented by the former coalition government, as a crude, cruel mechanism that was neither fair nor legal and made many people feel like criminals. The inquiry concluded that welfare payments should be raised, but in regards to the topic of compensation, Holmes acknowledged a compensation scheme could not be established as it would be impossible to create a criteria that will apply across the board. Instead, Holmes stated that her report that a better use of the money would be to lift the rate at which Social Security benefits are paid.
Content warning, this next story references sexual violence and related themes. An open letter signed by Fair Agenda, the National Union of Students, and 40 more groups and individuals is calling on the federal government to urgently intervene and address university failures to prevent and respond to sexual violence at campuses across the country. Victim advocacy group End Rape on Campus found that a third of Australian universities were clearly reporting sexual violence on campus, and the National Student Safety Survey found that over 14,000 students were assaulted each year. Minister for Education Jason Clare said that the NSSS findings were a serious wake-up call for the prevention of sexual assault on campuses.
In international news, at least 300 people who were travelling on migrant boats from Senegal to Spain's Canary Islands have disappeared. Two boats, one carrying about 65 people or more, and the other between 50 and 60 on board, have been missing for 15 days since they left Senegal. Helena Maleno of Walking Borders told Reuters, "The Canary Islands off the coast of West Africa have become the main destination for migrants trying to reach Spain. The Atlanta migration route, one of the deadliest in the world, is typically used for migrants from sub-Saharan Africa."
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cold and bitey like an angry penguin. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.